This is Brian Hartran from T&T Consultancy Limited in the UK. And if you remember last week on Main Menu, we started to have a listen to a review of the System Access screen reader that we prepared for the Infotech magazine that we produce. For more about Infotech, please go to www.tandt, that's T-A-N-D-T, -consultancy.com and select the Infotech link. We're going to pick up the review now by talking about how System Access responds and interacts with that application we all know and love, Internet Explorer. So now we should move to Internet Explorer. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, simply because in my article which looked at the Freedom Box version 2.0, I did spend quite a bit of time talking about and demonstrating how responsive and easy to use websites were when being visited with the Freedom Box. Well, you get exactly the same speed and exactly the same functionality with System Access when used with Internet Explorer. So that's great. But I am going to demonstrate one of two things. The first thing I'm going to do is to do a Google search. So let's launch Internet Explorer from the desktop.
Internet Explorer.
5 of 24.
I'll press Enter.
Google Microsoft Internet Explorer, editable text, blank.
And we don't need to enter any special forms mode, which is brilliant, isn't it? That's often a confusing thing for people, when to use forms mode and when not to use it. Well, you don't have to worry about it with System Access because it's just not there. You don't need it. Google has forced focus to the edit field because we come here to search for things. I'm going to type in Guide Dogs for the
Blind
Association and press Enter.
Pages from the UK web. Results 110 of about 106,000 for Guide Dogs for the Blind Association. 0.20 seconds. Sponsored by...
So the first thing to note is that we're in a virtual type environment where we can use the arrow keys to move around a page, just like many people will be used to. System Access did a great job of bypassing all the repeated links at the top of the page, something which is not just an isolated case with Google. It actually happens on just about every site you can imagine. It handles that really well. Don't forget that I've got my links being indicated with beeps, which is why you're hearing those beeps on the prominent words there in the search phrase. Now I'm going to arrow down.
Link, the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association provides guide dogs and other services. Includes social events, national raffle and news. www.gdba.org/18k.
Okay, that's the one I actually want. I was down arrowing there. Let's arrow back up.
Provide link, the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association.
I was down arrowing to read the Google summary. I'm going to press Enter to go to the GDBA website.
Guide Dogs org UK Guide Dogs logo. Outline drawing of a man walking a guide dog. Browser default text size. Click for normal browser text size. Browser large
Okay, let's see what links we have.
Accessibility link. Sitemap link, updates link, links link, donate link, shop link, helping us, heading level 2 link, sponsor a puppy link, recycle for guide dogs link, corporate partnerships, volunteering link, you and guide dog ownership link.
You and guide dog ownership, well, that sounds like a reasonable place to start, I presume, if you want to apply for a dog. Let's press Enter.
You and guide dog ownership, heading, you and guide dog ownership. When you apply for assistance from Guide Dogs, we will do our best to find the right sort of mobility to suit your lifestyle, whether it's through a guide dog or other forms of mobility through contract with social services and other agencies.
Okay, that's fine. Now, you can use quick navigation keys. There are lots and lots of these within System Access to get you to the parts of the pages that you really want to be at. So, for example, if it didn't move past all the repeated links at the top of the page, you could press N in order to jump to the next piece of non-linked text. You can press B to go to the next button on a page, F to go to the next form field, and so on. And we're going to make a great deal of use of these quick navigation keys now, because we're going to move to an excellent site from where you can download music, and you can do so not only in MP3 format, but in various other file formats and bit rates as well. You can even choose the bit rate, the sampling rate that you're going to download the music in, and it's called allofmp3.com. Okay, so I'm going to press Control O.
Open. Type the internet address of a document or folder, and Internet Explorer will open it for you.
Good. Let's type www.allofmp3.com and press Enter.
WU and Guide Dog Ownership Microsoft Internet Explorer.
What does that sound mean? Well, if you heard my item about Freedom Box, you'll be familiar with the seesaw concept. It's a very ingenious concept. Not every website is perfect, of course. So, Ceratec have given people the ability, providing they pass a simple test, of being able to label various form fields, links, and other images that may appear on the web. And this makes not only the Freedom Box, but in this case, System Access, really shine on particular web pages which have been customized with Seesaw. It does a great job anyway of delivering the contents of websites, but it's even better, of course, if Seesaw has been applied. And when those labels have been applied by a particular user, they can be submitted to the Ceratec network server so that the next time that someone actually uses System Access, then they can take advantage of the Seesaw functionality that's been applied to a website or a web page. Someone has already customized this, so it should be fairly straightforward. Now, the first thing we need to do is to log in, so I'm going to press F to get to the next available form field.
User ID, editable text, blank.
Okay, I'm going to type my user ID in. And down arrow.
Link, sign up. Password field.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for, password field. I'll type the password in and press Enter.
Preview and download music with more fun and ease.
Now we can carry out a search straight away. Again, I'm going to press F.
Enter search, editable text, blank.
I was thinking of what I could download, and I've got absolutely no idea, to be honest. So let's type in Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
And press Enter.
Search results. Heading. Search results for Bee Gees. Heading. Found in Artists 1. Bee Gees. Heading. Found in Albums 6. Bee Gees First, 1967. Up to 384 kbits. Up to 384 kbits. 2. Bee Gees Greatest Hits Double CD, 1998. Up to 384 kbits.
Okay, well that sounds a good one to start with. So let's just arrow back up here.
1998. Link. Bee Gees Greatest Hits Double CD.
Press Enter on it.
Bee Gees Greatest Hits Double CD MP3 Downloads. Heading.
Now we should have a track listing somewhere.
Album details. Date of release, 1998. Album duration, 8241. Bitrate quality, up to 384. Heading level 3. Tracks list, N. Song title. Time. File size. Cost. Check box. Not checked. Check to order the track.
Okay, so we have to check the box just above each track that we want to order.
1. Link. Jive Talking. 345. 5.27 megabytes. $0.11. Check box. Not checked. 2. Link. Night Fever. 332.
Okay, so if you don't want all the bits in between, if you just want to see what tracks are in here, we ought to be able to Alt Control Down Arrow.
503.
Let's come to the left, in fact. Alt Control Left.
Link. Tragedy.
That's the track list. So we're in a table. We can use our table navigation keys to come down this column very quickly.
Link. You Should Be Dancing. Link. Staying Alive. Link. How Deep Is Your Love? Link. Love So Right. Link. Too Much Heaven. Link. Our Love Don't Throw It All Away. Link. Spirits Having Flown.
Okay, let's say we want Spirits Having Flown. I need to check the checkbox that's just above where we are. So if I up arrow...
Check box. Not checked. Check to order the track.
Okay, that's the one I want, so I'll press space.
Checked.
I'm looking for a button now in order to process that. I'm going to press F until I get to the Order These Songs button.
Check to order these songs button.
And press Enter.
HTTP Music Alone 3 COM Online Encoding.
Now we're on the page which allows you to specify which file format you want and also which sampling rate you need. So I'm going to select a fairly high quality sampling rate. I'm going to go to the top of the page.
Online Encoding.
And press R, because these are radio buttons. I've already got MP3 selected, by the way.
Low quality 128 kbps. Low quality 128 kbps. Radio button selected.
Okay, there are various buttons to select the different file formats.
High quality 192 kbps. Radio button not selected. CD quality 320 kbps.
I'm just arrowing down.
Link, switch to advanced mode.
And that's all we have, so I'm CD going to select...
Radio button not selected.
By pressing the space bar.
CD quality 320 kbps. Radio...
On the 320k file.
Selected. 12.50...
That is now selected. I'm now going to move through many of these pages quite quickly in order to download the file. Because I'm familiar with them, I know that I can go to the bottom of each page, arrow up a little bit, and I'll get the appropriate buttons to follow this order through. But if you were unfamiliar with the pages, System Access would read them all out just fine. So I'm going to press Control End.
Button. Continue.
And there's a continue button which has been misspelled. That is one that you could relabel and then send off via Seesaw so that other people have the benefit of a correctly labeled button or image. I'm going to press Enter.
Artist, BGs, Spirits Having Flown, One Song, Format, MP3.
Okay, I'm going to press Control End again.
Button, continue.
And there's another continue button there.
Artist, BGs, Spirits Having...
Enter again, Control End.
Button.
There's an unlabeled button. Again, that would need to be labeled properly, but we know it's the correct one. It's the Go to Downloads button.
HTTPS, SSL, Alof, 3COM, MP3.
The file is currently being encoded, and we should, actually, if we tab...
Cover, link, Spirits Having Flown, link...
And I just now tab to the appropriate link containing the title, and I right-click that link. And the equivalent of right-clicking, of course, is pressing the context menu key on the keyboard, the third key along from the right of the spacebar.
Menu opened. Open.
And arrow down to save target as.
Oh, save target as A.
Because that's what I'm doing. I'm saving the file. I'll press Enter.
Menu file download. Save as file name. Edit combo box. 05 Spirits Having Flown 320 lame CBR MP3.
Okay, that's what I want. But before I press Enter to download the file, I'm going to specify which folder I'm going to save it in. And I do that by pressing Home.
Selection cancelled. Zero.
And then type C:\temp\ for the time being and press Enter.
C file download. Close this dialog box when download completes. Check box. Checked. 2 minutes 39 seconds 88. 1 minute 52.
And it's a bit babbly at this point. It's actually continually reading the updated dialog. It's telling me how long I have to go. I'm just pressing the control key to silence the speech.
1 minute.
But I could alt-tab away from that window, and that immediately sorts out that problem. I've got just over a minute to wait for the download to end, and then I can go and play my file if I want to. But that's how easy it is. Of course, I fully realise that I went through that really quite quickly, as I'm going through many of these other applications quickly. But if we don't do this, then we won't fit everything into the time that we've got for demonstrating System Access. What you can do is to get a 30-day trial of FreedomBox and System Access. You can install it on your own computer, and you can get familiar with it and find out if the product is right for you without even committing anything financially. So that's a really good thing, isn't it? One of the excellent things that System Access has available is something called Virtual Mouse. And this allows anybody to move around screens which are unfamiliar, maybe dialog boxes, for example, that are not supported. You can get an appreciation of how the screen looks, and you can click on images, buttons, checkboxes, whatever, in order to activate an item. Better than that, if you feel comfortable doing so, you can actually use the physical mouse that you would plug into perhaps a USB port on a computer, and move the mouse around the mouse pad and get speech feedback from System Access. That's not something I'm going to demonstrate because I don't feel in the least bit confident in doing it. But what I am going to do is to show you how the virtual mouse works in a practical situation that I can control. And I'm going to do that by going into the Tools Options dialog box of Microsoft Word. This is a multi-page dialog box. It's got several tabbed pages, and in fact those tabbed pages span several rows. They're not all in one line, so we can get a good appreciation of how the virtual mouse works here. If you find an image or a graphic, for example, which is not clearly labelled, but you maybe have enough sight to determine what it is, or indeed you actually know what it is anyway, you can label that image, and then you can send that label off, it's called a label pack, to the Freedom Box network, a little like the seesaw part of Internet Explorer that we saw in use earlier on, so that everyone can benefit from it if they want to, thereby making another application accessible. So I'm going to launch the Tools Options dialog box of Word now. I'm actually in Microsoft Word.
Tools. Options. View tab.
Now, as I say, this isn't a dialog box which you would perhaps need to use the virtual mouse for, but it gives us an appreciation of what it is. In order to launch the virtual mouse, you actually press the caps lock key or the modifier key with M.
Virtual mouse on.
And we now have a different voice, the Kate voice, to read out the contents of the screen in virtual mouse mode. Now you can use Control Home, Control End to go to the top and the bottom of the window. Alt left arrow and Alt right arrow will move through different objects. Pressing Enter will simulate a left click, and I think it's Shift Enter simulates a right click. You can also bring up a list of clickable objects as well. You can press Insert F7, just like in Internet Explorer that I didn't detail, you can press Insert F7 to get a list of links, so you can press Insert and F7 to get a list of clickable objects. You're then in a dialog, you can arrow down to the object that you want to click, and then you've got left click, right click, and double left click buttons if you tab through the dialogs. It's very similar to the dialogue that we saw for accessing the system tray icons and the attachments list in Microsoft Outlook. While we're talking about building lists, by the way, if you have an application that has a toolbar, such as in Internet Explorer, you can actually press Insert F8 or the modifier key with F8. And that will bring up a list of all the icons that are on a given toolbar. But anyway, back to the virtual mouse mode. I'm going to start arrowing around here.
View tab.
Okay, so we've got a view tab. Now, did you hear that noise?
View tab.
The click noise means that you can actually click on an object. Okay, so it makes sense, really. So, if I go to the top of the window with Control Home.
Top of window. Security tab.
Okay, there's the security tab. If I move along with Alt right arrow to the next object.
Spelling and grammar tab.
There's the spelling and grammar tab.
Track changes tab. Right edge of window.
That's the right edge of the window, so let's come left.
Spelling and grammar tab, security tab, left edge of window.
Okay, let's come down with down arrow.
User information tab.
And come to the right.
Compatibility tab, file locations tab.
File locations. So if I want to alter those, I can left click by pressing enter. Now I should be able to turn off the virtual mouse mode with modifier M.
Virtual mouse off.
And tab through this file locations tab.
File types, list, document C, owner my documents. Modify, button, Alt M.
Okay, so I can modify here the file locations, in other words, where Word is going to save and load its files. So it really does work. I don't seem to be able to move outside the current window. It always restricts me to the window that I'm in. What I'd like to be able to do is explore outside that window and find out what else is going on the screen as well. I don't seem to be able to do that. It's also not possible to drag and drop using the virtual mouse, as far as I can see, unless I've missed that, but there's no keystrokes documented for dragging and dropping. I do know that, and that'd be a really useful thing to be able to do. So far, we've seen some really good functionality with System Access, but we've seen nothing yet, because we're about to get to two of what I believe are the most exciting features available within screen reading technology yet. And these are the passkey and controlling your own home computer from literally anywhere in the world. These are two fascinating concepts. We demonstrated the passkey in the context of Freedom Box within the Freedom Box 2.0 article, but now we're going to talk about it in conjunction with System Access. Imagine a situation where you're away from your regular desktop computer and you're at a friend's home and she says to you, well, I've got this real problem with my computer at the moment. Is there any way that you can sort it out for me? Well, in the past, you would have had to have loaded a screen reader and dealt with all the video chaining difficulties. It may not have worked with a particular video card and so on. Now you don't have to worry about that. You can have what is called a passkey or a key to freedom. A key to freedom is a little bit like a USB stick. In fact, it is a USB device. And you plug it into a USB port on your computer. And it's going to act in a very similar way to the passkey that I'm going to demonstrate to you now, in that you will be able, within seconds, to use system access on the computer. So you can get around the computer, you can do all your screen reading, you can interact with Windows, you can use virtual mouse, do any of the things that I've been showing you here today. If you have access to the internet, then you can log on to Internet Explorer and you can go onto websites and download files and all the good things that you would normally enjoy with a computer. The good thing is with the key to freedom, you'll be able to write material to it, whereas with the passkey, which is basically a CD that I'm going to talk about, that is a read-only method. So if you've set up particular preferences, then they're probably not going to be reflected the next time you actually use the passkey. It doesn't really matter though, because the speech preferences regarding the speed of the speech and the pitch of it and so on that you set up before you create the passkey will obviously be reflected upon the passkey. Now, a passkey is, as I said, a CD. You can actually have 5 passkeys which come to you on 5 little tiny CDs that you can carry around with you if you want to. Obviously, you'd only need to carry one with you. They're all permanent. And you can just simply put it into a CD-ROM drive of any computer and get it up talking within seconds. That is the first brilliant thing that system access allows you to do. And I think even having the passkey situation, it's an economical choice. You don't necessarily have to have the key to freedom if you don't want to. And I think it's brilliant, especially for people who need to examine a lot of computers to find out what's going on. Now, even better than that, you can actually control your own or someone else's computer, assuming it's got Freedom Box and system access installed, from any other computer in the world. So the idea with this one is that you would first of all make sure that on the home computer, the remote server service was enabled. You'd obviously need to make sure that the computer is switched on, and you would need the login name and the password for the Freedom Box account of the person whose computer you wanted to control. Equipped with that information, you would put in your passkey or key to freedom on another computer. You would go to the System Access Preferences menu with modifier F. There is an option on there to start a remote session. You would log in with the credentials that you've got, the username and password of the person's home computer. You're then asked to specify what kind of quality connection you have, and hopefully that's broadband on both sides, because with this remote session you need, obviously, internet connectivity. Then you are effectively controlling somebody's computer, and it's brilliant. It's very responsive. You can even have another screen reader talking and hear that screen reader. So I've got a situation where I've got a passkey on a CD. I have a computer which does not have a screen reader installed at the moment. I have internet connectivity to it on broadband. I have another computer which is running JAWS for Windows at the moment. And what we're going to do is we're going to log into that other computer. It does have Freedom Box installed and it's internet ready as well. It's on a broadband connection. We're going to shut down JAWS for Windows. We are then going to start system access on the other computer, and you'll see that actually, although the JAWS speech is quite responsive and we can get around the computer no problem at all, it's even more responsive if you're running system access as a screen reader on the other computer. Hope that all makes sense. I think you're going to like what's coming up. So the first thing is I'm going to put the CD into the CD-ROM drive. This is of the computer, of course, that has no screen reader on it right now. And in a short moment, we should actually hear DeckTalk speak.
Welcome to the Freedom Box Passkey. What would you like to do now? 1. Run Freedom Box. 2. Run Freedom Box System Access. 3. Remote Control My Home Computer. 4. Install a demo version of Freedom.
Okay, now we could select option 3, but I don't want to do that because I want to get System Access up and running first. So I'm going to press number 2 here to start System Access.
Please wait while System Access loads.
And what will happen is DeckTalk will start talking in my preferred speech and pitch settings, which is actually quite fast. It's not too fast, though. It should be understandable for you. And I'll then be able to get around the computer without any difficulty because I will have screen reading access to it. It should be noted that when you remove the passkey CD, or indeed the key to freedom, there is no trace of System Access on the machine. Okay, so there's no worries there at all, because it's not hooking into any video, as I've already said.
Freedom Box System Access 2.0.1 is now active.
There we go. I've done no editing at all there. I deliberately didn't want to do any, because I wanted you to see how quickly it actually really did appear. Okay, so I can now use the computer without trouble. Let's go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
Okay, narrow down.
Set program access and defaults. Windows Catalog, Windows Update, Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft Word.
I'll press Enter here.
Menu closed. Start button. Document 1, Microsoft Word. Blank.
Okay, and I'm now running System Access with Microsoft Word, but not on the PC that's ever had System Access on it before. So I can start typing here. This is a test.
This is a test.
And it's working perfectly well. Let's just close that dialogue.
Microsoft Office Word. Do you want to save the changes to Document 1? Yes button.
And click No there by pressing N. Now I'm going to bring up the System Access preferences with Caps Lock F.
System Access menu. Shutdown System Access. About System. Submit Approve. Audio Tutorials. Remote Control My Home Computer.
Remote Control My Home Computer. I'm going to press Enter.
Remote Control My Home Computer. Login. Account Number. Editable Text. Blank.
So it says Account Number. Editable Text. So I know the account number of System Access and Freedom Box. So I'm going to type that in. And Tab.
Pin. Password Field.
And type in the password. Press Enter.
Button. Remote Control My Home Computer. Audio Quality. Drop-down List. High Broadband.
Okay, we're on broadband, so a tab.
Disable visual output for this session. Checkbox, not checked.
I don't want to disable the visual output for this session. I'm going to tab.
Start session, button.
And start session is the next button. Press enter.
Button. Remote session.
There you are. We've got a remote session. Excellent. I'll now bring up the start menu.
Start menu, set program access and defaults, S.
And notice I've got JAWS talking. Let's arrow down.
Windows Catalog, W. Windows Update, W. New Office Document, N. Open Office Document, O.
Okay, every time I'm hitting the down arrow, it's a tiny bit slow, but that's what you would expect, perhaps, because it's going across a broadband connection. But it's perfectly understandable, isn't it, to understand JAWS. I'm going to start Microsoft Word on this computer.
Microsoft Word. Even menus, start button. Document 1, Microsoft Word, page 1, edit.
And type again. This is a test of me writing using JAWS.
Is a test of me writing using JAWS.
Okay, let's navigate word by word.
Is. Test.
I'm going to close this dialog down.
Microsoft Office Word dialog. Do you want to save the changes to Document 1? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
And press N for no. Okay, now I'm going to close down JAWS. I'm going to press Insert F4 to do that.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Press Enter to quit now or Escape to cancel. OK button.
I'll press Enter. And that should be JAWS gone. I'm now going to use the shortcut key to start System Access on this computer.
Freedom Box System Access 2.0.1 is now active.
Okay, now that's System Access talking on the machine that I'm controlling. You could easily imagine a situation, couldn't you, where you don't have Microsoft Outlook setup or Outlook Express setup on your friend's computer or wherever you happen to be, but you urgently need to check your mail. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to launch Outlook Express because that has an email account set up on it on the machine that I'm controlling, and I'm going to see if I've got any mail or not. Remember that Outlook Express is not set up with an account on the machine from which I'm using the keyboard. So I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
I'm going to press P for Programs.
Programs Submit.
And O for Outlook Express.
Outlook Express. Menu closed. Start button. Inbox Outlook Express. 0%.
It's now checking the mail. I've pressed Control M.
20%.
And it's telling me how it's getting on. And you really wouldn't know, would you?
52%.
Because it's so responsive that I'm actually controlling the computer from somewhere else. And the only way that I could really prove that to you was to use JAWS in the first instance. Otherwise, you just wouldn't know.
Unread. Carol Pison, subject, access agree, internet security intruders again, received 16/04/2006, 12/06.
Okay, so there's a message to the Access UK list from Carol Pearson. I'm going to open that message.
Access agree, internet security intruders again. Andy, I've been up 3 or 4 weeks now. Long, long story. Last, weekly engineer I took.
Okay, I'm not going to go through all that because it's running rather fast. But you can see how responsive it is, and I'm just so blown away by this functionality. I think it's absolutely brilliant. To end this section, there are two further points to note. First of all, I understand that the price for the pass keys is £180. And for that, you get 5 small CDs sent out to you, and they actually constitute you having the full permanent system access license to operate it via the pass key. As far as I know, there is no difference in price between you actually burning the pass keys yourselves and getting these 5 small pass keys sent out to you. And I think if there isn't that differentiation, then there ought to be. Because if we're doing the job of burning the pass keys, then there ought to be a reduction in price. We may not want these 5 small CDs being sent out to us. Now, concerning the remote access feature that I just demonstrated, if you are logging into your own home computer from another location, then the process for accessing it is exactly as I described. If you are logging into somebody else's computer, the person whose computer you're logging into must be present at the computer and must physically accept the remote access so that security isn't breached. That is almost everything that I've got to say about system access. I need to end on a couple of points, though, that I haven't covered so far. First of all, I said earlier on that I was going to talk about help information. How do you get to learn how to use system access? Well, the first thing that you can do is to press Shift and the modifier key, probably easier to press Caps Lock, and H. And that will turn on keyboard help mode. You can then go ahead and press any key on the keyboard. The keyboard is frozen, and system access will announce the identity of the key, but it won't actually action it. If it's a system access key, for example, caps lock, up arrow, it will announce what it will do in that particular application. So in a dialog box, for example, it might say that it will read the focused object or control, but in Microsoft Word, in a text edit area situation, it will say that it will read the current line. So it's very context sensitive relative to the situation that you're in. You press the same keystroke again, Shift Caps Lock H to turn it off. System access documentation is available on the web. You can either read it online or you can download it as a text file, I think, certainly HTML. That's the format I use to download it. And it's very well structured. It contains different leveled headings, so it's very easy to move through with H and Shift and H. And the documentation itself is of a very good quality. It's extremely well written, so you'll have no problem understanding how to use system access with it. There are also a set of 10 audio lessons which are available. In fact, you can hear most of them if you really wanted to from the main menu archives on ACB Radio. You can also, though, hear them online. You can either get to that from the System Access Preferences menu, or you can get to it from the Freedom Box website itself. There is a link which takes you right to it, I think, from the home page. These lessons will get you up and running with System Access. I would suggest, though, what they try to do in those lessons is, yes, teach you some elements of how to use it, but they're more of a demonstration or a showcase of the kind of things that System Access can do. They're actually quite brief, and, for example, with the Microsoft Word series of two or three lessons that there are, you actually go straight into learning how to do some fairly advanced things within Microsoft Word. And it's not really a series of lessons, I don't think, delivered for the new computer user. I said right back at the beginning of this article that this software, System Access, is not only for the new user, but it's for the techie as well. That is definitely true. But in order to make it work for the new user, you have to have really good instructional material. I'm not saying that the instructional material that is available isn't of good quality. I just don't think that there's enough of it at the moment. Ceratec are clearly a company who are extremely committed to producing what I think is a first-class quality screen reading product. And it's really encouraging to be able to say that. Within the course of compiling this review, and it has taken a few days, not only to record it, but also to research it to make sure that I wasn't making any errors, I did discover one or two small problems with the screen reader. I immediately reported those to Ceratec, and I would say overnight those issues were fixed, and when I woke up in the morning, there was an update available for me to download, and I have to say that the updating facility is pretty much automatic. You just press enter and it just happens. And the issues were fixed. The company are very receptive to suggestions. I think the thing to end on really is, yes, there might be things at the moment that System Access doesn't do, but it only doesn't do them because the company don't know what features we actually want. Obviously, they're programmers. Mike Calvo, the chief executive of Ceratec, was quite okay about admitting to me that these people who are developing the product are not trainers, and so it's up to us as trainers or the people that use the product to tell the company what it is that we want and what people out there want in order that they can benefit from the product, and they're very keen to listen to that information. I'd like to thank Mike and also Steve Nutt of Computer Room Services, who are the UK resellers of Freedom Box and Freedom Box System Access, for patiently answering all my questions. And if you'd like to find out more or to download the 30-day trial, you can go to www.freedombox.info. If you want to purchase a product in the UK, you can do so at www.comproom.co.uk, or you can call Computer Room Services on 01438 742 286.